Hello, world. If you're wondering what happened to us, I got a story for you. Welcome back to Petty Pods. We are here to talk about everything AI, everything business, love, marriage, religion, and everything that has been going on since we last recorded. It's been a while, guys. It's been a while. We released an episode. It did okay for the first one. And I don't know. Life just started lifing. Man, the business that I was in at the time, I'm not even in that business anymore. For now, anyway. I went on a journey that I can only describe as reformation. Reformation, true to the core. Man, I really want to get back to this space. I wanted to get back to this space because I feel like I started this podcast so that I could help people like me. Just opening up and, you know, being a space where we can discuss things that just aren't discussed anywhere else. Like I said, this podcast is about being a 20-something entrepreneur and wife. And I'm almost 30 now. I am about to be 29 in like 2 months. That's crazy to me. I have not achieved everything I thought I would at this age. I have been places also that I thought I would never go at this age. It's been a roller coaster. So for this first episode, just give me some grace. I'll have a little bit more of a rhyme and rhythm for the next episode. But I have to catch you guys up on a whole lot of stuff that has went down. So much has happened to where I am not going to be able to talk about everything in detail. And honestly, I don't want to. It can be kind of hard going through these things. And for the most part, I just want to leave the negativity in the past. Now, that's not to say that everything that I went through and its total experience over the last few years was negative. It wasn't. There were some beautiful moments all in there. But there were some moments that almost broke me. A lot has happened. So, I guess let's get into the podcast.
So I got on my Petty Shades by Petty Cat.
Yeah. So welcome back, guys. Welcome back. Just so you guys know, I do not have my setup. So I guess we'll start with just jumping in. So I don't have my microphone. I don't have all of my stuff because my truck was stolen. I purchased a truck and yeah, it was stolen. It was stolen. They stole everything out of it. I was able to retrieve the truck, but they stole thousands and thousands of dollars worth of stuff out of it. Thank God that we had renter's insurance, because everything was covered. We got our money back to be able to replace everything, but I have yet to replace my microphone and everything like that. So just bear with me on the quality. I am going to be investing in getting the quality better, getting my setup back where it needs to be so that I can go ahead and record video so you guys can see me. But for now, this episode, I kind of don't want to be on camera anyway. So let's get into it. Oh, by the way, I don't know. It's cold outside. You know it's winter. My throat's a little scratchy, so just bear with me on that as well. So let's get into it. First things first, let's get into a life update. I hope y'all are doing good. I hope y'all are prospering in everything that you want to do. I hope that you're making strides in everything that you set out to do for yourself. Me, I feel like I'm making strides, but I feel like whenever you're making strides, there's always going to be some type of hiccup. There's always going to be some type of issue that comes up. And whether or not you learn from that and keep going, that, I mean, that's up to you. But that's what separates winners from whiners, okay? That's what separates winners from whiners. You want to be a whiner? You ain't going to get too far. But in order to win, you just got to suck it up. You got to try again and try again and try again every single time. You're going to run into a lot of different things out there. I am currently trying to get my food brand off the ground for the third time. Or is it the fourth? Technically, it's the fourth time. We opened our food brand back in 2020, in January 22nd, 2020. We started off selling chocolate-covered strawberries. And it wasn't too big of an operation. But later on, I think the last time you guys talked to me, I was in like the fashion industry. I had opened a boutique. I had a brick and mortar. I had a store in partnership with somebody else. And it just did not work out because I don't think everybody was honest up front with what they wanted out of the partnership, one, and then expectations, right? So it left a lot of people disappointed, and it severed what I think could have been a good friendship, but I don't really know about that. Probably not. The person that I allow people to come back into my life that I shouldn't have throughout these last couple of years. Just giving people second chances and stuff like that as well. All I did was come in and try to create more destruction, more problems. You know what they say. Never befriend a snake, because a snake only sheds their skin to become a bigger snake. That is something that you have to live by, because I promise I ain't seen none different. Life-wise, right now, we're getting ready to get this food brand off the ground yet again. I mean, the last time around that we did it, we were actually pretty successful at it. We just invested too much money. Cash flow is a very important part of having a restaurant. It's very important. So, just as much as you are focused on making money, you kind of have to watch what you're investing in and watch, you know, what you're putting back into the business. Just watch that. So we made that mistake last time, but we're learning, right? No biggie there. Well, kind of a biggie because, I mean, we lost everything. Literally everything. And I'm not ashamed to say that because I feel like everybody wants to glamorize the part where you succeed and you are making millions of dollars every month or every year, but nobody really talks about the part where you're living in a hotel for 3 months. Nobody talks about that. And if they do talk about it, they wait until they win and then they talk about it. I think it's important to talk about it while I'm going through it so that others can see me transform my life in real time. You don't got to question whether or not I'm telling the truth because you're going to be watching me go through it. It is what it is. So, yeah, we lost everything. It was hard. It's actually still kind of traumatizing to think about. Whereas I used to love hotels. Now, I can't. For more than like a day or two, no. Kofi is still kicking. Like, he's still running around here getting on my nerves, acting a fool. You know, my doggy, my Yorkie. He is 3 years old now. That's crazy. But that's my baby. And that's the only baby we have still to this day. That journey is something that I don't know if I'm ready to talk about. It's something that I think I'll talk about maybe another episode, another time, because I just don't know where I even stand on wanting kids or anything like that. Right now, anyways. I do know I want kids, but it's just a lot going on. My husband is still my husband. We hit 5 years married this past year, this past August. So this year will be 6 years married for us. And we have went through everything under the sun together already. And I see why people get divorced after 5 years. I see why people don't make it past 5 years. We both can kind of look at each other and understand that. You know, we are only 28. My husband will be 29 in a few days. I'll be 29 in like 2 months. But we both know and understand, like, this is what breaks up a home. This is what breaks it up. And it's totally understandable. So to everybody out there that's a divorcee, don't feel bad about yourself. Don't feel bad about not being able to make it through. Sometimes it's just not meant to be. For us, it just kind of made our love grow deeper. Honestly, the transformation that we went through individually kind of spilled over to our relationship as well. I don't know how to pretty much, like, there's so many updates. Oh my God. So I guess I'll just jump into like the whole marriage thing since we're on that. So we had already been, you know, going through the growing pains of being kids and being married. You don't know how young you are until you're not young no more. Until you mature a little bit more, you really don't know how young you are. And while you are deeply in love and infatuated and everything like that, there are so many things that you're doing on a day-to-day basis that are immature, that are affecting your relationship. So all of those growing pains, we were already going through. But what made the difference, I feel like, for us was the fact that we had already, we pledged before we got married that we would, like, overly communicate. We have been through the ringer. No infidelity or anything like that. Though we did try having an open marriage, and neither of us were interested. It's kind of weird. We tried it like more recently or whatever, and it just wasn't for us. We are both God-fearing, so that's one thing. And then we already kind of knew, like, you know, you are it, you know. I think we were just stressed out and trying to figure out a way to alleviate stress. Being married is hard when you're broke. It's harder when you're rich. But yeah, we tried that whole thing. It's really not much to share there. It never got past like text messages for either one of us. which is hilarious. It's actually quite funny, in my opinion. But that was good to know about ourselves and good that we explored that. I lost my brother. I don't know if I shared that last time. I think I did. But I'm not 100% sure. I lost my brother. I am more, I feel like you'll never be at peace with losing a sibling. But I feel like I'm more at peace as far as like the anger part of it goes. I am still, you know, there are some residual feelings there. There's always going to be that feeling of somebody robbed you. But it gets better as your faith in God gets stronger. Raekwon lost his mother, which is something that I won't be talking about here. He is actually supposed to be starting a podcast of his own, so maybe he'll talk about that. I will go into a little bit about how we as a couple kind of like navigated that situation. Because we were just now opening up our first brick and mortar restaurant. Like literally, we had an inspection. She helped us through our first inspection, before, you know, the pre-opening inspection. So she helped us with that. And then like a few days later, that was it, right? So we had to still open like 2 weeks later. And it was a lot. It was a lot to deal with. At one time. Maybe it probably wasn't even 2 weeks. It might have been like 1 week. Who knows? But it took a toll on Ray, and it took a toll on me, and it took a toll on everybody around us, because from that point on, I don't think we were really operating the way we should have been. We were just kind of like doing it so that we can do it and just get it over with. Or like, okay, let's just hurry up and just make this money because we have more responsibilities now and all of this stuff. It really wasn't like something we were really invested in as much. And then we lost that business, and then we opened it up again a few months later. The first time, like I said, we didn't have a lot of customers that first time around. The food wasn't up to par. Nothing was there. It was a complete and utter failure. Like, it was just a failure. The second time around, we executed way better. Way better. We had some time to kind of like think and reflect and everything like that. But we still were not all the way there. And my husband, looking at him and seeing where he was, looking at myself internally, seeing where I was, we knew we had to just let it go. So we let that go, and we lost that business as well. And with that business going down, we lost everything else. And because we had invested everything else. I mean, I'm not talking about a couple thousand here or there. I'm talking about about $200,000. And it's not to say, you know, oh no, woe is me. Because again, there are whiners and there is winners. So either you can choose to win or you can choose to whine. This time around, we know what we did wrong. We know what you can't put sugar on sugar honey iced tea. You just can't. And that's what we kept on trying to do. So we took a year off forcefully for the most part, but we needed it, you know? We took a year off, and you know, we went down to Mississippi and sat there pretty much for months. And we were intending to stay there for like a year. But God had other plans. He didn't want us there. He didn't want us there. So we moved again. And this time, we landed somewhere where we feel like we can kind of conquer the world. I don't know. It's feeling good. It's feeling good. So that's the life update. I want to talk a little bit about where we are as far as our faith, because that's like the next thing before we get into anything else. I had to talk about that life update first, though, because honestly, all of that led to where we are now with our faith. And for me personally, I'll talk about my journey. I feel like when I was younger, like I grew up in church. I grew up as a missionary Baptist. And then, you know, my faith was deepened as I went into the military and I went through things and I had to lean on God heavily. But I feel like after, you know, a while, I kind of just, I don't know, not got away from God, but like got too far into the world. And I would tell my husband all the time, it's like, it seems like the harder I work, the further away from God I get. And I never knew how to balance that. I guess what ended up having to happen is God has to be the work. God has to be in the work. If God is not in the work, then you're not in the right place. And you need to turn around and rethink everything that you're doing. That's what got me to where I am now. And going through all of this stuff that I went through over the last couple of years, it led me to this revelation. And I reformatted my entire, like, perception, if that makes sense, on what I should be doing to achieve the things that I want to achieve and how I should be doing them. I made a lot of mistakes, and I feel like a lot of the things that I went through definitely could have been avoided had I been doing the things that I wanted to do and trying to achieve the things I wanted to achieve in a manner in which God would approve, right? And it's not like I was out there scamming people. It's not like I was out there doing anything wrong. It's more so there's instructions, you know? Everything's supposed to be done decent and in order. That instruction alone, just telling yourself that continuously when you're trying to execute something, that can change the game for you. The second thing is you'll avoid having these snakes and these different types of people around you, because if you're moving in a way and you're trying to execute something in a manner in which you feel like God would approve of, you're not going to have somebody around you that represents the total opposite of that. Think about it. If you're making every conscious effort to make sure that everything in your life aligns with God and His will for you and how He wants things to be executed, you're not about to be sitting there talking to Harry who don't respect the word of God, don't respect, you know, the journey of becoming a Christian or redemption or anything like that. You're not going to be sitting there. You might talk to him because, you know, he's always supposed to go and, you know, spread the word. But at the same time, you're not going to allow ungodly people to do business with you or get into your space, get into your space to where they can hurt you or your business. That's something that could be avoided, right? So, I guess what I'm trying to say is that I am evolving more of, you know, my faith into the things that I'm doing. And, I mean, I guess I've always been taught to not talk about, you know, religion politics or finances, but that's literally what this podcast is for. Like, we're talking about religion, we're talking about financials, I'm exposing all of that stuff. But what I won't do is talk about politics on this podcast. I won't do it. We get enough of it. Like, our environment has turned hyper political at this point. I mean, there is always, I wouldn't say it's necessary, politics are necessarily a good thing, but you know how they say too much of any good thing is a bad? Yeah. Sometimes too much information can be detrimental. So we won't be talking about politics. So that's pretty much my life update. That's where I am in my faith. And my marriage is flourishing. Like, I've never, I mean, it's always felt like I've never felt anything like this before. But at the same time, it's just, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I just wish, I wish this type of love onto each and every one of you. And I think that says it up right there. So let's get into some tech, because I know that y'all are ready to hear about some tech. DeepSeek just came out today and they came in swinging. Oh my gosh. If if ChatGPT is George Foreman, DeepSeek is definitely Muhammad Ali. It's crazy. I have never seen something like this happen before in my lifetime. It was definitely a very calculated attack. Sorry, y'all. Like I said, gotta get this setup done. But yeah, it was definitely a very calculated attack from, you know, but and we're not talking about politics. We're just talking about the tech. We're here for the tech, baby. So, DeepSeek. DeepSeek is 10 times better than ChatGPT. Reason I know this is because I've been using ChatGPT since it came out. With every update, with every new feature of ChatGPT, I have had the pleasure of pushing it to its capability and probably past the limit of its capability sometimes. Which is, it's kind of annoying, right? Because I've been working on the same project. Some projects I was able to finish, but some I've been working on them for years and I've not been able to finish it with ChatGPT. I'm talking about 10 minutes. 10 minutes on DeepSeek. And one of the projects that is going to change my life and the financial status of my one of my businesses and probably some of y'all's lives. I don't know. Somebody may get to it before me. I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe it's obsolete. I don't know. You never know. What's it? You never know how it's going to hit. But I think it's going to be amazing. But anyway, this project, I've been working on it forever. Within 10 minutes of getting on DeepSeek, DeepSeek has given me more for this project than ChatGPT has. ChatGPT, it gave me something, but just looking at the responses that you get from DeepSeek, you are going to be able to do a lot. Now, I went live on TikTok today, and I talked about it, and some people asked some questions. You know, they were like, hey, so how is the capability? Is it way more computable and all that stuff? I'm like, yeah, it is. It is, like 10 times more. One, ChatGPT has a limit on the amount of characters that it can spit out. That's one. It just, it cannot handle complex, super complex projects like the ones that I'm talking about. And if we're going to be using this technology, and we got to have AI out here, AI needs to be able to handle these complex projects because AI is taking the jobs. And in order for us to be able to compete, we need to be able to utilize the AI so that we can form income for ourselves. Well, DeepSeek came in, and DeepSeek is probably going to be the new standard, the new gold standard, unless there's some type of reason, some way that somebody gets in between that. And speaking of that, it's already under attack. Several cyber attacks have happened. By the time I got on it, it was already under attack. Already had a banner up there saying, oh, it's under attack. But I would not discount the savviness of the people that made this app, this tech, because honestly, they used some old, it's kind of like when somebody tries to, when they put bricks in your backpack to kind of weigh you down, but then you just get stronger and faster and better. That's kind of like what happened with DeepSeek, and that's how DeepSeek came to be. They did it stronger. They did it better, and they did it cheaper with less tech. Less tech. Outdated tech is what they use to do this. So talent is talent, no matter what you say. If you got the talent, that just lets you know right there, God's will always prevail. So that's ChatGPT. Now, one of the projects that I've been working on is building a trading bot. Because algorithmic trading, right? So easy to do. Not. So this bot is a simple trading strategy. Sorry. I'm from Mississippi. You're going to get some of them SCRs instead of STRs every now and then. So it's a simple trading strategy called scalping. Day trading strategy. That's what I'm trying to do. But I will see if DeepSeek can actually help me get the project done. I was actually able to get the bot coded, and I was able to execute some trades with it. Now, I ran into an issue when I was debugging. The issue was GPT does not have the capability. I hit the threshold when it came to ChatGPT's capability. Now, I was getting ready this month to purchase the $200 version of ChatGPT. That's another thing DeepSeek has on it. Because they did it cheaper and all that. And guess what? They made it open source. Open source. I was just getting ready to pay $200 for the ChatGPT. Now, I'm going to keep my cash in my pocket, because one thing about it, $200 for me, that's packaging. You know? That's packaging. That's a box of packaging for my food trailer. $200. That's just a box of straws, you know? There's so many different variables. You have to think about all that. So, open source, of course I'm going to go with the open source tech, especially if it's better. Then, you know, I have this dashboard I'm trying to build, but we'll see about all that. Business-wise, we are doing this food trailer. It is so amazing. So Tanya B's Southern Bistro is now Tanya B's Whole Cow. Tanya B's Whole Cow. What does that mean? That means that we are focused on beef and beef alone, baby. So it's like beef. It's like a steakhouse, but with soul food, if that makes sense. So we still have those sides, those soul food sides. So we still got cornbread. We still got peach cobbler. We still got baked macaroni and cheese. We still got collard greens. We still got all red beans and rice, all of that nice stuff, pound cake, everything. But it's a steakhouse, baby. And not just any steakhouse. It's a whole beef. It's a whole cow, right? Whole cow steakhouse. And we're still smoking. We're using the grill still. But our strategy has changed. Because we're trying to go lean. Trying to go lean with every business we're doing from here on out. Because if we had went lean last year, we would have been golden. Golden. We made good money. But we went premium with everything. And while we will not compromise on freshness and quality, we can compromise on our strategy and just how we're doing things, how we're executing things, and make that more lean so that we can be able to profit from these businesses, because we have to profit. I'm looking forward to everything. Also, I'm coming out this prayer journal. This prayer journal is called The King's Calling. It's under my brand Eflashi. And that prayer journal, it's going to be a 3-volume prayer journal. Each volume will have 7 prayer prompts in it. So it's about 7 weeks worth of devotional work. This prayer journal is not just no scribble scrabble, right? Yes, you have those journaling pages, but each prompt comes with a 6-step worksheet that for you to be able to take that prayer from a prayer to a meditation to an exercise, a reflection, an activity, and then into benediction and into your life. We're also going to include, of course, a glossary so you can reference all of the scripture that's included in the prayer journal. There's also coloring pages inside of the prayer journal. And I'm actually going to be including doing a separate coloring book too, because I know we like those, right? So the coloring pages, the images, are all AI generated images, and the art is amazing on them. These prompts that I use to create these images were engineered so that they could be inspirational images in a way that, like, you know, they could resonate. Something for you to reflect on while you're thinking about that scripture or thinking about that prayer. I feel like a prayer journal is game changing, because sometimes you just can't say what you want to say out of your mouth. And, you know, they say the power is in the tongue, but there's a reason why the power is in the tongue, but it's so hard for you to kind of regurgitate what you're thinking, what you're feeling. So for me, I did it the other day. I sat down and I was praying because I just felt this heaviness on me, and I was like, this is not working. It just wasn't enough. So I grabbed this notebook that I had and I just started writing. I wrote down my prayer and then I said it out loud. When I did that, I said, you know what? Because I was actually going to create something totally different. When I did that prayer through that journal, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a prayer journal. And I'm going to create some prompts for women like me. Women that are between the ages of like 19 and 50. Women that are probably enterprising, are in corporate America, or they have their own business, whatever, you know. Or they're just working a job, working hard. Might be a mom, might not. Who knows, right? Women that might feel like they need to make sure they on track with God. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do this. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care how it looks to anybody, because I'm not perfect, right? I have a past, I have a present. I will curse you out. Still to this day. And my pastor had he preached about that. And I've been working on it since he did that. And I haven't cursed nobody out. But yeah, like I'm not perfect. And so I was like, hold up, God. You're telling me to do this? You're telling me to execute this? I don't know if I'm the right person. At first I was like, let me just hide my face. Let me just put it out, but I'm not gonna represent it. And I'm gonna see what happens. That was the plan the whole time. God said, nope. Put me right where, because at the end of the day, it's not about, because I know there's going to be some people that might know me personally or anything like that, knew me in my past. Anybody that knows me today and like is around me knows better, you know? But it's always the ones that knew you 2 years ago, knew you 10 years ago, knew you 20 years ago, you know? It's always them like, and she's representing God now? I remember when she used to do this. Well, I'm not representing God. God asked me to do something, and I'm executing what he asked me to do. Am I going to make money off of it? Yes, I'm going to make money because God wants me to make money, because God wants me to do things with my money. God ain't here to have me poor. It was never given that. So I'm in this season of obedience. No matter what it looks like to the outside world, and no matter what anybody would say about it, right? And I feel like that's transforming me and who I am, because I came to this realization, like, they're gonna talk anyway. When I was doing good, it was, oh, you changed, you're bougie. When I was doing bad, it's like, oh, look, you thought you was all of that, now look at you. When I try to improve myself, they're like, oh, who you think you are? When I stayed the same, like, ugh, look at you. So the best thing to do is try to please God and not worry about what anybody else has to say. Man, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for my mind, for God keeping my mind and my mental state. I'm grateful because I almost lost it, honestly. I had a stalker that, I don't know, she probably still lurking around, probably gonna pop up in a couple months or so. And she do stuff like that. She take like 6 months off and then she pop back up. Next time she pop up, I'm gonna definitely file some charges on her. I have filed charges before, but because she tried to extort me. And I'm like, the threat was, oh, I'm going to keep talking about you on social media. And I was like, okay, keep talking about me on social media. And then she started, like, coming to my business, messing with my signage. She started going on, like, DoorDash and stuff, leaving false reviews, saying she got sick and all this other stuff. And it's just like, oh, my God. Because I fired you, really? You have a horrible attitude. That's why you got fired. But, yeah. Had a stalker. She almost drove me to jail. I have never been the type of person to let somebody bully me, right? But I feel like God wanted me to move past that because he knew, like, where I was going and where I was going to be going, the rooms I was going to be in, and, like, what I wanted for my life. He knew I was going to have thick skin. And there's a man that I regard in high regard that's like a mentor for me. And he told me I have to be like a duck and let it roll off me. I just wasn't strong enough for that. I was so vulnerable at the time because I just feel like we had lost so much. And seeing my husband hurt and things like that, it's just, I was just so vulnerable. And I think that when you're vulnerable and you're in business, it's just not a good mix. You have to get a shield of protection. And that's why I don't think business and God really mix. Business and God don't really work without each other. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. No, I'm saying it wrong right now. Business does not work without God. There I go. I knew I was going to get it eventually. Now, I don't want to go into too much detail about all of these different things that have happened. Because I don't feel like it'll benefit anybody. And if somebody sees this and they decide they want to say something or talk and start screwing me again, I'm just going to pray about it. I'm not even going to respond because that's just who I am now. But I am feeling really, really good about the future. And that's why I wanted to bring Petty Paws back. I wanted to bring it back since we started the restaurant the first time a few years ago. And I couldn't because I didn't have time. You know, restaurants are very demanding. But we're here now. We're getting ready to get started back up yet again. This time, we took an entire year off. And yeah, we did. We almost got back started one time. But we was like, no, let's just stop. And just be obedient, you know? When God telling you to take a break, take a freaking break, bro. It's not going anywhere. That dream ain't going anywhere. Yes, time is of the essence. Always. Don't forget that. But if God is telling you to take a break, you take a break. Because all you're going to do is waste your time. Delay your blessing. Sometimes you got to take care of yourself. Your mental health is important. I lost a lot of people last year. I lost a lot of people. Family, all of that. But I gained myself back. And I feel like I wouldn't trade that for the world. Never again. I would never trade myself for anybody anymore. And I'm just so happy to finally be back in a space. Like, I haven't felt like this since, I don't know, when I first got to Korea. I feel like I really got back to myself. And I feel a lot better. Still got a lot of work to do. The VA is taking forever with everything. Hopefully that gets better soon because, yeah. And that's pretty much the update. So if you sat through this whole entire episode and you listened to me just listened to me just kind of like flesh out all of my crap from the last couple of years, I appreciate you. Thanks for listening to me. The next episode is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be way different. We're going to have segments and all of that different type of stuff. But thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to me. And thank you for continuing to support Petty Paws, because Petty Paws is something that's very special to me. Like I said, this is my space. This is my space to be able to talk and vent about everything I want to talk about. And I need that. I need that. Let me know in the comments if you have went through any of this stuff over the last couple of years. Let me know if any of this stuff resonated with you. And let's strike up a conversation. Let's see how we can help each other. I'm thinking about going ahead and start us a Discord, but we'll see. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Petty Pods. Have a blessed day.